Into sports.
20 yards out, Hurst to shoot. Don't shoot! Oh, what a goal from Fabinho! Wow!
Then get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him. Yeah, no.
Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? He'd get a slap.
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports. Ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your app store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Hey, you're very welcome back. With thanks to Londis, Ireland's fittest family is coming back for an eighth season. RTÉ's hit TV show for the second year in a row, sponsored by Londis, will return to screens this coming Sunday. That is January the 3rd in a new time slot this year of 6:30. A constant since 2014 in terms of the coaching has been Davy Fitzgerald. He was a winner with the O'Brien Devine family back in season 3, and he's back for season number 8. And Davy joins us on the show now. Davy, how are you getting on?
I'm good, Will. How are you?
Ah, look, I'm not too bad. Hopefully Christmas has been pretty decent to you. I mean, coming back to do Fittest Family, obviously this is something you must enjoy if you're back for 8 seasons in a row.
Well, it's a serious project to me. Like the fact that myself and James Sexton came up with the idea back 8 or 9 years ago, and to be still on the go is incredible. But it's the reaction that's got all around the country is unbelievable. And to tell you the truth, I go from managing on a sideline with maybe X amount of people roaring abuse and giving out and having 15 lads in there on a field. This is something completely different. It is chalk and cheese. It's way different, but I absolutely love it. And when you get them few weeks during the summer to get out and work with a family and take on them courses, it's something else in sport. It's something different, but I absolutely love it.
Obviously, look, 2020 has been a strange year. Did that make it difficult to actually film the series this year? Because I remember chatting to Anna Geary back in August, September. She was off for a couple of days filming, and it was right kind of in bang smack in the middle of the pandemic. Did that make it any more difficult this year, Davy?
Yeah, listen, there was a big difference. I have to say the production crew and the COVID crew that were over it were incredible. Like, it was difficult, but even my view on life is, you know what, things that are worth doing, you have to get through the difficulties. This is worth doing. And I was very impressed with how they handled everything, like social distancing. If you were even close to anyone, there was someone over tipping you on the shoulder, go back, move out of the way or do whatever. They were very aware, but you know what? We still got that competition. We still got the stuff done. Was it enjoyable? I'll tell you, I never felt as good and fit as family, because you're cooped up for so long at home. You couldn't move. You couldn't do X, minus Z. And we're like, this was brilliant. We could get out there. We could do stuff. Was it a bit different? It was different. But my God, it was just like getting out and letting loose, which was brilliant.
And I'd imagine as well, look, you've had the same series of coaches now for the last 4 years. There has to be that kind of competitive edge. As I mentioned, you won the series back in 2016. You've had teams in the final a couple of times as well. I presume as a coach, you want to go and try and beat your rivals in this as well.
Okay, so I'll give you the inside scoop exactly on how the coaches work. Right. And what the story. So Offset, we would get along pretty well, very well. We would chat. The laughing and the joking is unreal. Like, from Anna to Derville to Dunica, unbelievable. Like, there is a great chemistry there. About an hour before competition starts, that love goes out the door. I mean, out the door. Does it get tense in competition? My God. Have we had words together? Yes. Might not always come across on the TV. We've had words, so we did. And you have seriously driven, fiery coaches. And I think that's why they're still there. Like, you take Derville O'Rourke. You wouldn't want to mess with Derville. Me and Derville have had words on numerous occasions when it comes to battle. Dunica O'Callaghan, you'd think butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. He's the nicest guy and has the laugh. When Dunica has to flip that switch and go into competition mode, oh my God, different animal completely. I can see how he's so successful in rugby. And you don't think it when you're there with him a few hours and you're messing and he's around the family. But then when he's to go into mode, he can do it. And then you have the famous Anna Geary. This lady is one that will go to any lengths to win. She's incredible how she thinks about stuff. And my God, she will do anything it takes. And I would have massive admiration for the way she handles herself. So the mix is pretty lively in their will, I can tell you. And it is tough going at times.
And ultimately, I guess, so people are going to be sitting down to be entertained on a Sunday tea time to watch the series over the next few weeks. But you're probably hoping to inspire people to get out and get active now in the new year when they watch this. And I presume, look, it's going to be very important for people now with lockdowns and everything else to still get out and get a bit of air and exercise each day.
It's funny, like, people's health is very important. And I can talk about that. I have heart issues. I suppose I battle with my weight a small bit as well. It's something that gets me down a small bit of times. And you know what? The first lockdown, I decided I was going to do something about it. And that was from maybe just eating a small bit healthier and doing a bit of exercise. And I started with a 20-minute walk. Well, I just think for any person, especially because these lockdowns are actually so tough mentally. I actually find them tough. And I know COVID is so dangerous and we have to really be on our guard. But from a mental side of things, you know what, that 20-minute walk, that 25-minute walk is so important. And I would just encourage anyone that can, just please just take once or twice a day just to get out and do it. If it's only a simple walk, do it. If you can do a few exercises on top of it, brilliant again, but start slow and do something. You know what, your mind feels way better afterwards. And I definitely have tried over the last number of months to use this lockdown for that, because I have found it difficult, and maybe you're the same. Like, when you're cooked up in one place all the time, it's very difficult. Like, we're used to getting into our cars and being able to drive to wherever we want to drive to. It's not that simple anymore. And maybe we value it. I value trying to think of people that are on their own a bit more to see, can I have a chat a bit more? Even calling down to my parents, which I took for granted for years and years, I don't anymore. I now value that time I have, you know. So there's been good and bad over this last few months, but doing that bit of exercise definitely is a help.
How have the last couple of months been in terms of, I'm sure you've been probably looking back and thinking about what went wrong for Wexford this year. You know, it wasn't the championship you wanted it to be, to surrender your Leinster title the way you did. I know how frustrated you were after that semi-final against Galway. How much have you been thinking about it and planning for the next year over the last couple of months then?
Okay, to be totally honest, 2020 started pretty well for Wexford. We had a very decent league. We were in the quarterfinals. So I was very happy. I think we'd won 6 out of 7 matches. We won the Welsh Cup. We had won, I don't know, it was 4 out of our 5 matches in the hurling or whatever it was. We were going okay. We had done well. And I suppose you're taking a gamble then that we might be playing in June or July, but the club went first, which totally see that. And then we had 2 matches the end of the year, October into November, which didn't go well for us. Did it hurt? It did hurt, because we didn't play anything like what we can play. And if you don't feel that hurt, you're at nothing, William. You have to feel that hurt. So a few days afterwards wasn't nice. It's not a nice experience when you lose. But I made up my mind pretty quickly. I was going back to Wexford, so it was get down to business, stop feeling sorry for yourself and figure out how can we be better next year. So I've been at that for the last few weeks. I didn't take much of a break, I'll tell you. I'm probably better off I didn't too. I needed to get back thinking fairly quickly, and I did that. And I'm kind of that kind of a person, William. And when you get knocked down, you have 2 choices. Feel sorry for yourself and stay down, or get up and fight again. And I'd like to think I'll get up and fight again. And if I get knocked again, I'll get up and I'll fight again. I'd like to think that you'll keep coming back, because no one's going to hand anything to you on a plate. No one's going to say, dear, get fit in a day, or no one's going to say you're going to win this match. You have to work extremely hard, and you have to take a few knocks. Anything in life, you're going to take a few knocks and keep coming back, and you'll eventually get to where you need to get them.
Yeah, because Conor McDonald was chatting to us over the Christmas break, and he was just saying that, you know, in a way, it felt very strange going into Croke Park that night against Galway. It was so different to, say, playing the Leinster final a couple of years previously with the same teams, and there was a massive Wexford crowd, and you can kind of derive a bit of energy from that. He admitted the team was flat. He said the performance wasn't 100% down to that, but he said it was very difficult to actually play a championship hurling in such strange conditions this year.
Yeah, it was. But I think Conor also realised that Galway were the exact same as us. But it was very... It's hard to describe walking into Croke Park, no one being there, and you walk in every place around it, and no one sent boo to you, and you walk out on the pitch, and there's no one in the stadium. It is a completely different scenario. It makes me appreciate what we really had. it makes me appreciate the crowd, even though they give you a stick at times to be supporting at times. There's not like being at a match with a lot of hits. We've been so lucky that we were in Croke Park for an Leinster final last year with the 55,000-60,000 people. That's phenomenal. We were in Croke Park this time with 100 or 200 people. It isn't the same place. But I am happy in a way that we got to go out there and play. The championship didn't go great for us. But you know what? It's not about Wexford. It's not about any other team. There's a lot of people at home that were able to sit down for an hour or two and tune into something and watch it. A game going live in Munster County. To me, that was important. And the GA was the big winner. I know Limerick and Dublin won the All-Irelands. But to me, to have that competition in the times we're in was massively important.
Trying to catch up with this Limerick team then, it's the challenge for everyone going into 2021 when collective training comes back on the 15th of January. Two All-Ireland titles in 3 years. I mean, they've probably had 30 minutes of patchy hurling in championship in that whole three-year period, the first half against Kilkenny the year before. They've been incredibly impressive. It's going to be a right challenge for everyone to try and catch them next year, Davey.
It is, yeah, that's for sure. Limerick are, they're a phenomenal team, you know. As you say, they got beaten last year by Kilkenny, who were very unlucky. So they were, but I still think we have a chance. I still believe the Limerick team out there have a chance to catch them in that. So 2021, 2022, they're two interesting years. Have Limerick a chance of winning two more All-Irelands? They have, but it's up to the rest of us, right? We know what the bar is set like. I don't think the gap is massive. I think there is a gap. I think Limerick are a phenomenal team. There is a small bit of a gap, but it's not insurmountable. You have Brian Cody, you have Liam Cahill, you have Shane O'Neill, you have Kieran Kingston. You have different guys out there that are going to be absolutely chomping at the bit to see can they get at this. And I'm looking forward to the challenge from a Wexford point of view for 2021. Limerick are the bear, rightly so, but we've got to go and meet it. We have to go and meet the challenge.
I think Limerick as well, Davey, are an inspiration probably to a lot of counties currently. If you look at the work they put in 10 or 11 years ago when they decided they were going to refine their academies, hadn't won even a Munster minor title since, I think, the 1980s. And yet, you know, slowly but surely, they've worked this group of players through schools, through academies, through the underage levels. It just goes to show if the right work is put in the county, what can actually be achieved.
I think the work they put in, you're mentioning, yeah, the way they went at their academies, their secondary schools, Arsgar Reach getting to the top of the secondary schools. Like, there was a lot of really good thinking, but I do think there's other counties that are at that as well, and are organised, and that's why I see over the next few years I think you will see it shifting again. We've all to look at ourselves. I know from a Wexford point of view, since I come in from day one, they've been looking at their 14s, 15s, 16s, how do they do things better. Like, they won a Leinster minor last year in Wexford, so like other counties are actually trying the same thing. Limerick have been very successful at it, and it augurs well for me. Look at their minor team at the moment; they're in a final as well. So they're doing the things right. It's up to the rest of us to make sure. If you put in the building blocks back at 14, 15, and 16, you can get there. And I'd say that to every county, be it hurling or football. If you think small and you believe you're never going to get there, then you're never going to get there. That's fact. I can remember when we took over in Clare in 2011, November, people were saying to me, you're wasting your time. Like, they were after being hammered 20-something pints by Galway. And I wouldn't be like that. I'd say there's always a chance. With Wexford last year, we had a chance against Tipperary. We were right there with a chance of getting to an All-Ireland and winning it. So opportunities will present themselves if you work really hard from the ground up.
Have you put any kind of time frame on how long you see yourself being in Wexford? Because obviously there was, you know, a fair amount of talk a couple of years ago. Were you going to stay around? You agreed to two more years with the county board. You're going into that, I think, the last year, the two now in this current season. Do you kind of set yourself a goal in terms of how long you want to be in the job, or have you given any kind of thought of that ahead of next year?
So originally it was 3 years for me for definite. And I had made up my mind in 2019, I was gone. I had 100% made up my mind. And for the reason being of the commute, and it was just really tough going, and like we would have extra things going on at home and people that require a bit of care that I'd be needing around a bit more. But them Wexford players are a very hard bunch to leave behind. They've been extremely loyal. They're a great bunch to work with. and they haven't made it easy for me to go. I'll put it like that. So I saw my tree out, and we'll see after this too what happens. Can I say I'll be Wexford manager in 2020? I don't have the answer. What will happen is at the end of 21, we will sit down and review it. Do I think I have the right to be there for X amount of years? No. I think you've always got to look at what's best for the team and what the right thing is. And if the right thing is for me to go 100%, I'll be moving on and doing something else. And if the right thing is for me to stay, I'll stay. You review it, you try to be as honest as you can, and that's the most important thing you can do. So to answer, like, can you say you'll stay for another year or two or three? I don't know. But I will definitely review and see how 2021 goes and see what the story is. But I am very proud of what we've done. We've had a phenomenal 4 years.
Your backroom team is freshened up a little bit for next year too, with Niall Corcoran coming in as coach. Is that kind of the role you see him doing, something similar to what he had in Laois, where, you know, Eddie Brennan had him designated as a hurling coach? I mean, you move very quickly to pick him up, so I'm guessing Niall Corcoran is someone you rated before you even brought him in.
It is, to be honest. I like seeing who's out there and who's good at what to do. I think Niall did a really good coaching job in Laois. I really do. And even having got word from back from one or two of the Laois players, they really rated Niall. And I always believe, I think I have five or six different coaches with me in Wexford, and we all work hard. I love to get someone new in and someone with a bit more of enthusiasm. And Niall's enthusiasm will add to what we have already. And I think he liked the fact that he has a few more coaches in there to work with as well. And we're excited about having him. I'm excited. He thinks about the game a lot of the way we would think ourselves about it in Wexford. So that added a lot to why we brought him, is the way he sees the game. He sees the game. And I had a 2-hour conversation with him in Dublin, and I thought it was only going up for 15 or 20 minutes to have a chat and suss each other out. We ended up staying for 2 hours nearly. And it was easy talking to him, and his philosophies and what he sees and what he thinks are great. So hopefully he'll be an addition to us, and I'm really looking forward to having him on board.
Well, look, the work begins in earnest in a couple of weeks' time when collective training comes back on the 15th. Before that, Davey's going to be on our screens on RTE for Fittest Family, latest series. Series number 8 gets underway this coming Sunday at 6:30, sponsored again this year by Londis. Davey, thanks a million for joining us.
Listen, thanks, and enjoy the rest of the Christmas and the New Year. And let's hope all of us can just stick with each other and keep helping each other for the few months, and we get over this, and brighter times ahead. Well, brighter times ahead.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.